Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, JBs!
Word up!
What up, girl?
Little
Friday is what it is. That's what we got here.
I know.
We got a little tiny Friday on our hands.
So exciting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You look great today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
You do. I look like a piece of trash.
Oh, no. Now that's not true.
No, it is true, Jesse. It is.
You're being mean to my friend.
What?
You're being mean to my friend.
Who?
Yourself.
Oh, stop.
Don't be mean to my friend.
No, I'm going through it today. I'm going through it today. I did it to myself last night. I did it to myself. Your mom came in.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to graciously,
I know,
wash our children while we go away for our anniversary. What? 10 years. We've been together for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, not 10 years. Married for 10.
Married for 10, together for 12. Yeah. Feels like forever, though.
It.
No, kidding. It feels like it's day one. You know, every day is a new,
it's a
exciting
real
day.
Ben Affleck fucking speech
kidding.
Right there. You
I'm
know,
kidding.
It's hard.
I'm grateful.
It's not easy.
I'm grateful.
We get through it.
You
yeah.
know it. No desire out of me to do any of that bullshit.
Right.
But I go to pick up your mom last night,
mm-hmm.
and I was a little bit early, and I stopped by Jack in the Box, Jiznack in the Beezy last night.
Did you get
down
the tacos
there.
And ranch?
So here's the deal. I was
rude,
and Bob, you can grab a mic here for this one.
Yeah.
I was confused.
He's in.
When I went there. I stopped myself from ordering the taco. Here's why. It was different. It said it was a red shell, and it said fire on it or some bullshit.
No, they still have the old one.
What's the new tacos they got
I saw that. I'll look it up real quick.
So anyways, when I asked for the old ones, they said, hey, we don't have them. We're promoting the new ones or whatever. We'll get you the other ones. And I was like, man, I do not think that I need to dip my penis in some hot fire tonight in ranch and everything else. Like, I don't need to do that here.
Sure.
But it was like a bright red taco shell, and I was like, I'm all good. I went safe with this one and got the sourdough jack, but I'm not feeling that great today.
Why mess with
arguably
the best thing on the menu? I hate when they just go, we're good, let's change it up. It's so, like, nope.
That's it. The angry one.
Angry monster tacos. Yeah,
pop that up on screen
Suck my dick.
And why?
It's two spicy seasoned tacos. I don't know if the meat's spicier or if the shell is spicy.
I couldn't tell, but I'm not a big spicy guy, and that looked frightening to me, where I was like, all right, is this laced in Reaper, Carolina Reaper shit? And I'm going to, you know.
This is a prescription for a colostomy bag.
Sure is. Yeah. A C bag.
Yeah.
It's a sea bag alert right there. Why? And I didn't want to get involved in that last
the
night.
The shell is angry, I guess they say.
Angry monster tacos. Now, so that's what they were promoting last night.
They do also have regular monster tacos, which seems to just be bigger tacos.
But that's not, those aren't the ones
that's not what I want. I want the $1 tacos.
That's all I
want
to
be,
dude.
Small, greasy, flat. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I want.
The other thing they were pushing last night, guys, was the hot dogs. They have loaded hot dogs now.
Okay.
No.
And they've never had that before. Read what's on those goddamn things.
Let me check the hot dog situation. I also just noticed they have a breakfast taco, which sounds suspect.
Well, Taco Bell's doing it right now. I think it's that late night order, whatever the fuck that
is. Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing a hot dog section. Build your own munchie meal.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's just a bag of diarrhea at that point.
No, it's literally just catering to a 2 a.m. crowd.
Sure.
Which, again, that is the only time you should be going. You went midnight at 11.
Pretty close, close last night. But he was
super
the other
drunk going to pick up my mom too. <Yeah.
laughs> Here was the that's not true, by the way.
I'm joking, obviously. Please.
Here's the other thing too that kind of pissed me off was the goddamn sandwich, a sourdough jack right now. Oh. Might as well call it Sour Joe.
$10. Put that chicken back up.
Was it a hot dog or was it this weird chicken sub?
I don't know.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a hot dog.
I don't know.
It's a classic chicken sauced and loaded sandwich.
In a hot dog bun?
But Delco, this is like our burger, the long Burger King one that we used to like.
Sandwich? Put it on screen. That looks like a fucking hot dog, dude.
I know. That's the beauty of it. But it's like,
actually,
this is the only thing that I'm fucking into that you've shown
classic
me all day.
Classic chicken sauced and loaded Sando. Big, big fan of the name. All right. Whoever came up with that in marketing, big fan of the name.
I don't know. I'm into it.
Not a big fan of whatever the fuck that is.
I'm into it.
On a hot dog bun? Gross.
Yeah, dude. It's like bigger. It's like a bigger sub bun.
No.
I think it's a hot dog bun.
It's a dirty little hot dog bun.
It's chicken strips, french fries, white cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, ranch, and some Jack's. Good sauce. So three different sauces.
Oh, boy.
On a brioche bun.
It's brioche.
I love a brioche. Who doesn't love a brioche?
Don't even try and class it up. Do you know what I mean? Like a buttered brioche. Yeah.
Old Wonder Bread.
Yeah, just say what it is and what we want it to be. Anyways, we can't go down this
road. But the last thing I'll say is the fucking sourdough jack, which is a basic one patty sandwich, is $10.
Well,
$10 now for what, dude?
For luxury, you're supposed to get just the tacos the sourdough we always knew from back in the day was like ooh, you rich,
this
right?
Is a luxurious,
yeah.
Sandwich.
Like this
look
is
this.
Like
it
if
definitely
you,
does not look like that.
This
anymore.
Is a we just got paid. This is a payday sandwich.
$10? I used to pay $4.50. So I asked Shit, our kid wanted to have, what did he want yesterday? Jersey Mike's?
Mm-hmm.
After jiu-jitsu. And so I said, great, we'll go to Jersey Mike's. 2 6-inch sandwiches there and 2 bags of chips was $20. It was 22 something,
mm-hmm.
$22. And he looks at me and he goes, Dad, how much is this? And I goes, $22 for all this. And he goes, that's nothing, right? And I go, what's that? What's up?
Well,
what's up, buddy?
He's a spoiled little bitch, and there's nothing we could fucking do about it.
I stopped him, and I broke it down for him, and I said, okay. Because Jagger wanted to go through Chick-fil-A next door, and I said, that's fine. So I drove Jagger through Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, reasonably priced still, okay? Mm-hmm.
The fact that you took them to two different locations alone.
Spoiled.
Well, they're right next to each other.
My dad,
care.
My right dad would have never.
Never would have never.
He would have been like, you get where we're going.
In jiu-jitsu, you get these stripes as you advance. And I said, hey, if you get a stripe, I'll take you to wherever you want. You don't have to go to the same place. So it was the only time. And sure enough, last night was the night he got a stripe. And I was like, all right, fuck. Okay. So I did it, right? As we went through the drive-thru, here's where I'm going with this. I said, so this employee right here is making $15 an hour. So to afford just the Jersey Mike's, you'd have to work an hour and a half outside taking people's orders just to afford that. And he goes, oh, I don't want to do that. And I go, no shit. So when we're talking about $22, let's put some respect on $22.
See, I think from your son's perspective, because I still have more child brain than adult brain.
Yes.
I remember my parents, like me being like, what? It's only like $10. And then, and like my parents being like, $10 is a lot of money. And me
yeah.
being like, you poor bitch.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, you even back then were yeah. like, oh, well, I guess like, my parents are poor.
That's normalized for me. It's like $10. $10. I grew yeah, up in yeah, a world yeah. with $10.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's nothing. It's nothing.
You know, like,
it's true. Oof. It's sad. What are you going to do, though?
I don't know. Because with inflation this high on everything, the other part of me was like, all right, well, let's say it does get fixed in a couple of years, right? Will they even drop the prices because we've been paying them now for fucking 2 years at this point? I spent $10 on a sourdough jack alone. Like, probably not, dude. I don't think they'll ever lower the prices on this bullshit now to where they used to be.
No, well, they're not going to lower the what they're paying them either. So it's, do you know what I mean? Like, you can't go back.
Did you get the meal?
No, just the sandwich by itself.
I'm getting $7.59 here on this sandwich. Let's see what it is yeah. with tax.
So with tax, you're looking at, you know, I don't know. Shit,
I think you got a little.
$9.
I think you got a little fry. I think you got an angry taco
sure
or
didn't.
Something.
Sure didn't.
I don't know. I feel like you're lying.
Yeah, go ahead. You hit that tax button, dog. You're probably looking at
$8.22.
Yeah, that's exactly
still,
what I paid.
We're still not at $10.
Well, $2 short. And this is $8.22.
$8.22, guys?
For 700 calories.
No, exactly.
That's half your day's calories.
So I think
this is a value.
Yeah, yeah. I think someone's a little out of whack here and a liar, and I think it's you.
It was $8.22. That is correct. That's exactly what I paid, but okay. Let's face it. I was like, come on, man. That's a $4 burger, tops.
Plus tip.
One patty.
Yeah, plus tip at the Jack in the Box. Plus gas to get there. Yeah. I mean, what are we adding here?
What if there was a tip last night?
You know, $2 is a lot of money. You could get a taco.
Sure, I could have gotten two.
Four.
Yeah,
four.
Yes.
Four
yes.
tacos
yes,
for
yes,
$2.
Dude. That's what I'm saying. Put some respect on it.
Yeah, but I think someone doesn't understand the value of money, and it's you.
No,
because you just round
bullshit.
Up to, oh, it's $10. It's like, hey. For someone that only has $8.22, it's not $10.
Hang on, because I paid with a card. There might have been a fucking tip option in there. I don't know. I'll see if I have it.
Hang on.
If there's a tip option at Jack in the Box, like what fucking world do we live in? There was at Jersey Mike's.
I used to always tip.
There was
someone who worked at a fast casual place like in high school. I almost always tip at fast casuals.
Yeah, and especially if I'm like if we're drunk and annoying going through the drive-thru.
You every guys time, used to tip the drive-thru?
Yeah,
people?
Because we'd be coming from fucking working at a bar
wow.
or whatever. We've got cash.
Wow.
If they were cool and they didn't like they weren't mean to us as we like yelled at out like shitty orders to them.
Yeah.
Throw them a 20.
All right. Wow, dude. I know.
Plus, smaller town, you're going to go to the same one over and over, you know, like tipping is.
They weren't allowed to in my town. Like they couldn't take it. The only time we ever tried it, they were like, we're not allowed to do it. And I was like, well, what are we supposed to do with it? And they were like, we have to put it in the register. And I was like, all right.
You don't know how to do it. You got to do it late night, a little shink, 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 shink. Yep.
Gross. Gross.
I'm not
doing that bullshit. I'm not doing it. All right,
we know
James,
you're not doing it.
Not doing it. We're heading to Vegas for our wedding anniversary. Going to the Sphere tomorrow night.
We are.
Taking drugs, going to the Sphere.
Sure.
Doing some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Now, before we got on air, it's U2 is the one that's opening it up. That's the residency for it. And it's more about the visuals and the crazy shit that's going on. And then when I walked in, you said that Gaga, Lady Gaga, played Shallow last night?
Popped in last night for one of the songs, and then they went into Shallow after.
Wow, dude.
I told you I would have number sevened.
You would have gone number seven.
I would have gone number seven.
Tell the audience what a number seven is.
They know.
Tell them.
Pee.
Mm-hmm.
Poop.
Yep.
Puke.
Yep.
Sneeze.
Yep.
Cry.
Yep. Bleed.
Bleed. And for me, lactate for a man, you'd come.
Ejaculate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a full number seven.
It's a full number. That's every time someone asks me, like, oh, you're going number two? I go, no, I'm going number seven.
I'm going a full
and
seven.
And leave them with that.
Yeah. And leave them just to think.
To
about,
like, count and think and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's human pyrotechnics right there.
Yeah.
It's like that Lazaro Lopez intro.
So are we doing that for all?
No. We'll just pop it up when we feel like it.
Okay.
Just for funsies. It was.
Okay.
It's Little Friday on Patreon.
No, I love it.
So do I.
I just want it to like keep its magic.
Yeah, so do I. And so we'll just pop it up whenever we feel like it.
By the way, Jesse, you've got some great clips from the show this week already, because I obviously clipped you saying laying pipe like six times.
You had to. Yeah. I said it six times.
You said lay pipe more than once, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, no. Which is a record, because
yeah.
I've never said it.
And then, I'm picking, of course, you explaining a number seven.
Number seven, obviously. He put that in red.
Yeah.
Here you go, Danny. We're really trying to up her. I'm just one of those cool girls that like talks about poop and blowjobs.
Yeah.
And
gross.
Laying pipe.
Gross.
It doesn't sound good
it
coming
doesn't.
Out of my face.
It's not just your face. It's anyone.
No, I know.
It's a very specific girl who talks like that.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, man, I can't. When they're trying to just bro down with you and you're just
yeah.
like, I can't hear this. Like, you're disgusting.
My version of broing down is just like being okay with you guys saying it.
I can't
not
even,
like, what?
I can't even listen to dudes say it half the time anymore, in seriousness.
Right,
when
right,
like,
right.
Dude,
yeah.
I was eating that pussy soak. I'm like, I need to leave the room.
Right.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Remember Richard Dinoff, dude, telling that story? I was like, I can't do this.
Dinoff,
bro.
Are you in the chat, bro?
If he is,
because
I can't do
this
story.
We're good on your sex life stories
yeah.
in graphic detail.
No need. No need in real life.
But again, that's the idea of me, like, I guess that's broing down, is he feels free to just, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to join in and say
no.
anything, but I'll just be like, I'm not going to leave, I guess, yeah. is the version. But when you start to get into it, it feels performative for the guys. Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels like feels like trying too hard.
Yeah, no, I understand. I definitely understand it, but yeah, if she does come out Friday, it'll be a full number seven for you all over the place.
Right, but so then we were like, okay, she came out last night. She
Why
really
on a Wednesday?
Again, who knows? She's Gaga. I think she
Is
might.
Is she there? Is she playing there?
I looked it up. I thought she had some kind of residency or something there, but
she used to.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Usher's there.
If,
Wayne
if he
Newton.
Came out, if Usher came out,
I
you'd walk out.
Everyone that's there is someone that I wouldn't, except for Adele.
Sure,
but she doesn't feel like a pop-in
no.
surprise
no,
kind of
no.
gal. So
Beyonce, let's face it, the big stars like a Beyonce or an Adele, they don't do that bullshit, right?
Right, so if they're starting
if
to,
they
do,
did, holy shit.
But if they're starting to do like guest drop-ins, there's really not a great selection this weekend.
But so here's the positive part of this, because I was thinking about it before we went on. LA is so close. That Burbank flight is 40 minutes. So I think everybody wants to be a part of this. It's become huge. Tickets are fucking thousands and thousands of dollars. Relax. I got them way, way in advance.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was very smart about it. Did I tell that story on air when the Taylor Swift tickets?
No.
Oh, so this happened to me with Taylor Swift, which is why I did it with the Sphere. There was an investor I work with in Arizona, and I said, "Hey," thanked him for helping me out with this one deal, and I said, "You got a daughter? How'd you like to go to Taylor Swift?" That was opening night of the whole entire concert series, the Eras Tour. No one knew anything about it, like nothing. And it was tickets were like, I don't know, $250 a piece, and that was for like club seats of like private, all the things and all the shit. And he goes, "Oh man, we just got back from a basketball tournament." He's like, "I won't be able to make it." And I was like, "All right, no big deal." And he's like, "My daughter loves Taylor Swift." I was like, "I know." I was like, "Don't worry about it." I'm like, "I'm sure she'll come back in town." Well, then that was the opening night, and it fucking went bananas. And then tickets were like 10 grand a piece. And he's always called me since. He's been like, "Dude, I'll fly her to Detroit. I'll fly her to, you know, New Hampshire to see it." I was like, "Hey, man, we missed that window. It was all done." And I had read up about this Sphere thing in advance, so I bought the two tickets in advance. I was like, "Man, if it rocks, and this everybody's talking about this goddamn thing, tickets will be thousands of dollars." So yeah, I bought them way in advance for like nothing, that we're gonna go. Now everybody is trying to pop in and be like, "Oh man, I sang there, I did it." So okay. I think you might get some. It's because it's on Friday night. You might get somebody cool who's going to pop in.
Greg, Celine Dion. No, oh, she's got stiff leg. Yeah,
she's not with us anymore.
She is.
Mentally, though, right? She's got stiff body syndrome. I don't stiff think she can body. Sing or do anything, right?
Yeah, I think like sitting down or something.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know. She's alive. She's alive.
She's alive, but I don't think she can sing anymore.
It has impaired her ability to sing.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
No. All right, that's sad. Well, she did a lot of it.
And then Bruce Willis, please stop posting these fucking pictures, dude. Whoever the wife is, can we stop with the Bruce photos?
What's happening?
He just pop up the last one, Bob. He just looks so lost in his own home, and he's in a t-shirt, and it's just like, dude, that's it. That's the one. Put it up on screen. Sad as fuck, man. Bruce Willis was cool as shit, dude.
We can't see this. Sorry.
Widen it out, Bob, so we can see it here.
Does he look bad? I mean, does he look bad? No, he's just making a funny face.
Nope, that is his face now.
No.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
So he's no longer able to communicate anymore, and that's what the deal is. So the woman who was with him, or the wife, or whoever, said, "Hey, he is no longer able to communicate verbally, and that this is what it is." I don't need to see it anymore. I don't want to see it anymore. Boy, Bob.
That's just what came up.
He
didn't post
this,
it.
This is the meme. I'm not going to put it on screen. It says Bruce Willis is no longer able to communicate verbally, and then it's him from Die Hard 3. I think you can fill in the blanks.
I forgot that was a real thing that he did in that movie. Wow, dude. Definitely don't put that on screen. You can watch the movie and find out what he said there. But,
yeah.
Well, what the terrorists forced him to say.
Sure, Bob. Man, what year was that? Imagine being in the writer's room for that one.
Die Hard with a Vengeance came out in 95.
Yep. There's no way that would have cleared a writer's room past 08, probably. There's no way.
I'm surprised it did then, to be honest with you. not realizing that one might... There's some where it's like, who would have known that wasn't going to age well? But there is some that's like, probably won't, matter what.
Some fucking dickhead on Twitter just posted. I forgot about it, dude.
So what is the title of this all about?
So it's movies that people have walked out on today, and this article popped up today, and I want to read any of these off to you guys. They're like, these are the worst movies of 2023 that we all walked out of this year.
I have one that I...
Oh, go ahead.
Without a Paddle.
This year?
That's the one movie that I've walked out.
Are you serious? Uh-huh. So, no lie, I walked out of it too.
I know.
You,
but I'm telling you, like, that was the one.
Have we shared this story together?
I think, yeah, because you had asked, someone had asked, and I had it so quickly.
One of the greatest comedies of all time.
No.
Really?
Dax Shepard really came into his own.
No, that was the end of it for him. No, that's not true. We actually did
do
that fucking
people
TV
like
show
it?
For
like is it
years.
Like a cult classic?
Seth
or something?
Green, come on!
I hate it. They made
I know,
a sequel.
I like them all
they
individually.
Made a sequel straight to DVD.
No, it's a fucking terrible.
Okay,
movie.
Okay. Terrible
movie. I walked out of that as well.
Why did you go into it?
That's what I'm saying. Like me? I went in, I didn't have any animosity or my nemesis wasn't in it. You know what I mean? I just went in because I'm like, oh, comedy, cool, and was like, I never walk out of movies. So I was
me
like,
neither.
I me neither. Have. To leave yep. Like this is
so
no.
I obviously read for it and then I wanted to see if it was any good or because you want to see how it turns out and you're
okay.
Like, oh shit, did I miss this like thing and I was like oh I
did you like the script
missed it.
Or did you read the script and
yes.
Kind of feel like
so the script wasn't bad
okay
the script wasn't bad therefore I was like well shit this could be a big decent sized movie but yeah, it's so fucking hit and miss. You never know, man, with all these things. But I did walk out of that. The first one I walked out of as a child, where I told my mom I wanted to leave, was like a Bill Cosby movie called like Ghost Six.
Ghost Dad?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was, yeah.
Ghost Dad's awesome. So
whatever that was, I was just like, I got to get out of here.
Wow.
And then for our son asked to walk out of one.
Which one? Well, they...
No, he was just like, Dad, this is fucking boring, and I want to get out of here.
What?
Fuck, dude. One of the Avengers movies. He was just like, I'm all done with this. And I was like, all right, great.
Oh, okay.
Great. Yeah, one of the superhero movies. But going through this list here, I don't know any of these films, and I'm curious if you guys do.
Okay.
First one is Bob Odenkirk in a movie called Life Upside Down.
No.
And it's about a man who is trying to make sense of the COVID-19 pandemic. It looks like he's going for some form of Oscar here. And I don't know. Yep, that's it. I don't know this film at all.
Have not heard of this.
At all.
No idea what's going on.
Was it that bad?
You also got Danny Houston in it.
Oh. Dan Hugh. I don't know Danny Houston.
I'll tell you one that I walked out on that's on Netflix.
Which
is
one?
Old Dads.
Old Dads. Oh, shit. So is that the Bill Burr one?
Mm-hmm.
That one's getting the worst reviews of all time. Is it that bad?
It seems like... I think we were saying this, too, about his special. It's just a little bit too late as far as, like, nothing's
material-wise
nothing's really a hot take. We've all been saying this for a while.
It seems like it's really on the nose.
Yes. And then so this movie could have been brave maybe if it was made a couple years ago when you know it was or like the height of cancel culture or something like this,
right?
It could have maybe been like, wow. It still wasn't good, but
right.
You could see kind of where he was going with it. But in the same way that, like, Calm Down with Taylor Swift is like, yeah, we're all calmed down about gay people. Like, it's all good.
Sure.
It kind of felt like, yeah, we're all good with that, too.
We already knew that 2 years ago.
We're on the other side of making fun of people that, you know, are super woke or whatever. So it's just a little bit late. And it feels like he wrote it, and really not good. I would have walked out, but go ahead.
Okay. Fair enough. The reviews have been terrible for
it. Yeah, it's really bad.
Okay. So this next one, I know what it is. I just refuse to see it because I'm not doing a remake of this movie. It's House Party. House Party was one of my favorites and like as a kid, and I'm like, dude, there's no need to remake this fucking movie. I'm not going to see this. I don't know who you're... Your audience is like, we all still love, everybody loves House Party. Like, this is fucking stupid.
What's House Party?
Ain't gonna hurt nobody. We just dance and not kid and play. Remember with the fucking.
I never saw the haircut
and everything else.
Classic movie,
old school, classic banger. No need to remake this whatsoever.
Well, there is if you want to make.
Is that Andrew Santino? Is he in it?
Mm-hmm.
No fucking way. He's in the remake of this?
There is if you want to make what?
If you want to make a black movie but don't have the balls to make original characters.
True.
True.
Right?
True.
You're like, I'd like to have a movie with a black lead, but what? I just can't really stomach the idea of
worked?
A new one.
Yeah. Which ones have worked in the past just so we can stay on the...
The right track.
Yeah. Okay.
Next one up is Your Place or Mine, and Reese Witherspoon is the lead?
So I heard the chemistry with, is it Kutcher?
Yes, Ashton Kutcher.
So I heard just, well, by the way, Kutcher is just not a good actor, and I think we all know that, right?
He's a good friend. He's a loyal friend.
He is a really loyal friend. He will burn it all down for you. But I think the chemistry was really weird with them, and also just a probably boring.
Look at her right eye there. Pop that on screen, Bob.
Nothing's wrong with her.
But the right, the left eye, the left eye looks weird on
she's
that one.
She's perfect.
She's perfect, oh, and nothing's boy. Wrong with it, and she's laying on her side. So is that what you're talking about?
His
she's laying
look,
on a
his
pillow.
His eyes look normal. Her, the left lifting, one looks lazy.
Because he's lifting his head up like that.
Yeah, well, she should have done that too.
She's squishing right into the pillow.
She should have done that too. They should have tilted her up because it looks a little lazy. The lazy eye right there.
Next.
Children of the Corn. Again, no need to remake this either. I'm not going to. I didn't want to do that.
Was it a re? I yeah. like the first one. But yeah,
so did I.
No, I don't know no if that to, one might have been a remake.
No need to redo it. No need to redo it here.
Okay.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Now, I wanted to see this. I didn't get to the theaters because we got kids, and I knew you didn't want to see it.
No.
But people were saying that it was fucking terrible. Not sure.
It's like snakes on a plane. Like the yeah. internet's
probably,
like,
right?
Oh, sick. This is going to be so funny. And then you get in and you're like, oh, this is not worth 90 minutes.
Yeah. By the way, the one I finally caught was Cocaine Bear. And I didn't like it at all.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it all. Next up was Paint. This was the one where Owen Wilson was playing Bob Ross.
Oh, it wasn't good?
Apparently.
And why two, was
what
it
is
in,
it? 2.3.
And why was it in theaters?
This I know. I remember when it came to theaters. Yeah, pop it up on screen there. Just from this, it looks hilarious, but who knows? Who knows? You know, it looked like maybe they raced it into production after trying to capitalize off that Bob Ross doc on Netflix. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, it does look like they raced it.
Mm-hmm.
The wig isn't even that good.
Next
he,
up
like,
is
never wore that shirt. Anyway.
65? I don't know what this is. It's Adam Driver. It's a sci-fi movie.
Oh, it's a spaceship crashes on Earth 65 million years ago.
Okay.
So it's an astronaut fighting dinosaurs.
With... Come on, man.
It's basically after Earth, but it's before Earth.
Come on, man. Come
you should
on,
have
man.
Written the...
The log line?
Yeah, yeah.
It's... After Earth, but
But before. Like before.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah. yeah.
But like before.
Ellipses before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Next up was Ghosted, and this was... what's his fucking nuts? Who's Captain America? God, he's so fucking snoozy. I always forget his name.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Who is the lead chick in this?
Ana de Armas, yo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And this movie fucking bombed, huh? Was this a Netflix special again?
No. Oh, you're saying they walked
out,
right?
Oh, it's Apple. No, yeah. no. Okay. If it's Apple, it's never going to be good.
It's like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith situation.
Oh, okay.
Kind of story.
Is one of them a ghost, though?
Yeah.
No, they're both secret agents, I think.
But are they ghosts, secret agents?
They ghost anyone... each other.
Oh, they ghost each other. All right, because if they were two secret agents who had died and then come back to life as secret agent ghosts.
So it's like Sixth Sense, but not. But they're both Sixth Sense.
They're
it's
all alive.
Sixth Sense?
But yeah,
but they're
it's
all
like
alive.
Sixth Sense, but they're all alive. Okay,
and there's
okay,
no
okay,
surprise
okay.
at the end.
Oh, okay. Sounds great.
Ana de Armas, though. She looks so different in everything she does. I'm looking at this picture right now, Bob. I would not have known who that was. Like, if you don't put that name on that poster, I don't know who that person is. Do you?
I would.
Really?
Yeah. Her face is
yeah,
very...
Yeah, her face is very distinct.
Yeah, recognizable. Yeah.
Okay. Next up was...
It's a shame with her, though. I would like her to just get one good thing. Push her back up into the...
She's hot.
She's hot, and I think she's good. She just really chooses some horrible shit.
Well, I mean, you're not going to say no to Apple and Chris Evans, right? That's a shit ton of money, and you think it's going to be great. I mean, Apple, I like the Coda movie they had, but they bought that. Let's face it, they didn't make it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they bought Napoleon that's coming out. Oh, shit, you guys are going to be amped about this, by the way, because we're all of us dudes are amped for Napoleon to come out. They're going to release, Ridley Scott said there's a 4.5-hour cut director's cut, and they're going to release that on Apple.
Oh, let's go. We're buying a softcore history 8-ball, and we're just going insane.
Bro, I'm all in for that as well, man.
I hope they do what Tarantino did with Hateful Eight. You break it into 4 episodes and put it on Netflix.
I'm down.
Is that what they did for Netflix?
For Hateful Eight.
Okay. So when I saw it in theaters, they broke it in 2. There was actually an intermission there, and I loved it. When you have a movie that long and you break it up and you have like 15 minutes to go reload on booze and popcorn and all that shit, like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm super amped about Napoleon coming out. And that could be the thing for Apple.
The only thing that pisses me off about that is that now I'm like, well, I don't want to see the 3-hour version and then have to, you know.
I know, but you don't know when they're going to release it and all that other shit. Like,
I'm just going to, I'm going to see it as soon as possible. But apparently Ridley Scott, like Kingdom of Heaven. Do you remember that movie with Orlando Bloom? Apparently like that movie got like mediocre reviews. I like it a lot, but the director's cut is like supposed to be like
violent as shit.
Like incredible. Like one of its best movies.
You guys ready for Gladiator 2?
Nope. Nope. Not doing that.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, it is. I'm not doing it.
With who?
Ridley Scott's directing.
But who's in it?
I don't know.
It's just, how do you go back 20 years
later? Get my boy
later?
Back. Hobble him, fucking.
Russell Crowe?
Yeah,
he's
dude.
Well,
back.
He's dead, so.
Yeah. He's not coming back to life, Jesse.
Well, then, no, thank you.
He died in the first one, so I don't think he's going to come back again. Next one is Love Again. It says here, I don't know this one at all. It's the chick that's married to Nick Jonas.
Oh.
Priyanka Chopra?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in this goddamn thing?
Celine Dion.
Oh, before she got floppy body
she's
syndrome.
She's playing the bridge in syndrome. The back.
Just leave the camera on Jesse for that. Yep. You know, you can give her applause for that. Just but leave the camera on
Don't
her.
Give me an applause
Leave the
for
camera
that.
On her. She's playing the bridge in the back of the poster there.
I'm just...
Stiff
or the fence.
Hate.
I know. It sucks because I did always not like her, and then now it's like mean. You
me
know?
Too, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you might feel differently if you meet him in person, too.
Who?
Anybody like that, you know? Like, it happened to us last week when I met Jim Tressel. I hated him, and then I met him, and I was like, oh, shit, I actually like this guy. You know?
Yeah, but you're, yeah.
There's people like that where you're just like,
listen,
shit.
I don't hate her. I don't know her. I'm just saying, like, I've always made fun of her. It's just now I can't anymore.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Next up was Knights of the Zodiac. This one cost a shit ton of money. I remember seeing the trailers for this, but no idea. He's wearing, like, a winged helmet and some other fucking crazy shit in this thing.
Who's he? What are we doing?
Some little make-em-up kid, you know? Look at this.
I think it's Ezra, isn't it?
No, that's definitely not Ezra.
It's not?
There's one. There's somebody with one name there in the corner in the top left.
That's the main guy, I think. McKenyu?
He's just got one name?
Huh?
Sure. He's Zendaya, man, you know?
There's only one Zendaya. Come on, dude. You don't do that as a dude. That's too much. That's too much, man.
Anyways, moving on.
Marlo is the next one. This is Liam Neeson. I don't know what this is.
Is that
Marlo.
What?
Marlo.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, this is about Philip Marlowe, and it's Liam Neeson. Never saw, heard anything about it. Strange.
And people walked out?
There it is. Yeah, pop him up with it. It's the one with him in the binoculars over there. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing this fucking trailer. All right. Yeah, I was unaware that it was out yet. Well, apparently it is, and it's gone. Next up was About My Father with Robert De Niro and Sebastian
Maniscalco. Oh, no.
Oh, man. My wife's sauce.
I know, but it looked
so
funny.
Thick.
It looked a little bit funny.
You know, my parents would have liked it, I think. Look at that. He's got De Niro's got that classic calm down handout. Calm down, all right? Calm down, okay?
I don't know. It looked good to me.
The trailer wasn't bad. When the trailer came out, I was like, shit, this could be a massive hit. And then it was a no-go after that. Didn't make any money.
Okay.
Didn't make any money. Vacation Friends 2. This was John Cena and them. No need to even bring this up. I remember the first one. There was no need for a sequel for that.
Is there any that we know?
The Expendables 4, yes. So I took my kid to see this. It's PG-13, relax. It was fucking awful. This was fucking bad, dude.
Okay.
He liked it because they were just shooting shit up the whole time. So it was like, all right, cool. So here's what it looked like with Expendables 4. They spent all the money on the cast. Everything else looked like it was on a green screen. And I was like, oh boy. One location. They're on one boat the entire time. Randy Couture was the best in that movie, in my opinion. Andy Garcia in it was so fucking awful that I wondered if he has a disease or if they just didn't give him the lines until 10 seconds before shooting. Or if he just didn't even bother to learn them. Maybe like a dementia or something like that, they had to cut around it so much. I just would have AI'd the lines at that point. I don't know what he was doing. I love Andy Garcia. It was very strange to see. I'm just talking about knowing lines. Because even in a movie this shitty, Andy Garcia delivering lines is like the head of the CIA is what he was playing. And we were just like, oh yeah, this should be all right, you know? Mm-hmm. And he could not do it.
Okay.
The mission. And you're like, what? Edit it together. Fucking AI it, dude. I don't really get it, man. But yeah. That was it, and I think that we're all good on that franchise. The other weird thing about it is I feel like most of those people are going to die, and I hate to say this. Stallone, I think, is, what, 85 now?
We're all going to die.
No, I know that, but they're going to be sooner.
You don't have to be sorry about it.
It's not that, but they're going to be sooner, and that's what makes me sad.
Sure, they're older. That's
He's 85 years. I think
sometimes, if Stallone you're lucky, 85, the way it works, yeah.
I don't know. Who's going to outlive him? Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Of course.
Put Jimmy Carter in there for Expendables.
Sloan's 77.
Shit. Oh. Okay. Well, he's got some time. Probably.
That's a
right?
Weathered. Yeah.
You know who else was in it? Was Ivan Drago. I'm blanking on the guy's name, but you know exactly who I'm talking
Dolph?
About. Yeah, Dolph Lundgren.
Dude, he looks great.
No, not in this. He looks like he was 1,000 years old.
Pull him up right now. He looks great. Pull him up. He looks great right now. Are you kidding?
It was hard to look at on screen.
Please.
It was triggering. Because I love Dolph Lundgren.
No way.
I'm a big Dolph
no
fan.
No way.
I'm a big Dolph fan.
I'm just saying,
No, that's a really generous. Just go watch the movie.
Do now. Yeah. Dolph Lundgren now.
Just go watch the movie. There you go.
Looks great to me.
What are you talking
about,
dude?
Looks like he's having a good time.
Oh, just go watch the movie. I think they, I don't know.
I just saw him on Million Dollar Listing.
He looks wonderful.
Great.
Really?
And yeah, I think someone was buying his house or he was selling his house or whatever.
Okay.
And he had the real estate agent meet him in the gym. In his gym underneath the house. He looks fucking great.
So in this movie, they wrote in this like weird plot line for him because I guess he can't see anymore or something. Just check it out and then tell me what you think. It's hard to have the conversation when you haven't
seen
it.
We're not going
to
check it out. You're saying
you
movies
are.
That are horrible.
All of you guys are going to go see Expendables
4
now.
How many more of these
That's
are
it.
There?
That's it. That was the last one.
Oh, okay.
There.
Okay.
That was the last one. But it's looking back at this list, I was like, what a bad year for movies. It's not like it's going to get any better next year. You know?
So this was just this year.
Just this year.
Oh, God.
Just this year alone.
I thought it was like of all time the worst.
No.
I know
we started without
a paddle. So.
I know. So I was like, oh, are
well,
we
Jesse
going
popped
like
that in? And I was like, hey, dude.
Yeah, because I thought we were doing like, what's the movie you walked out on?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, we start there and then we go here and, you know, shit. I think most of these people are lucky that a movie was made this year, you know?
That's what I mean. It's like kind of not fair to do it for this year, but. Okay.
Strange, right?
Okay.
But those are it. When did the old dads pop up?
Like, I don't know. No, last week, I think, maybe.
Oh, on Netflix?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Gave it a couple days, and then I was like, let me check this out. It could be awesome, even though I'm kind of done with.
How old is Bill Burr now?
Look, I don't know, 50s, Bob. There's no way to tell, actually.
Yeah, 55.
55. Right. So
he's kind of washed.
So, what do you think at this point?
Yeah, it's just...
It's just a lot of it's just on the fucking nose. Like, yeah, it's just like
he just takes whatever you see on Twitter from like a year ago, and then that's his special.
Yeah, so I think when he first like got big, it was like he was the one that was being like, "Yeah, fuck it," you know what I mean? Like, who fucking cares?
Oh, yeah,
like, get fucking
great.
Over it. He was like, you know, that dude.
He's just
old
late
school
now.
Dude. Yeah. In a time when we were just like, you know, precious about everything. Uh-huh. So it was great, but now it's just like things have caught up and he can't, his thing is kind of just not working.
He's moving too slow.
He is,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not like trying to get, he should be trying to get canceled himself. Do you know what I mean? And then he may be a little bit more on the cutting edge, but he's branded himself that way. So I don't think he even would be canceled.
He just
needs to have a hotter take.
You and I saw him about 3.5 years ago here. And he was pretty good at whatever special that was.
Yeah. And yeah, he's good. And I think he's good live and, you know, crowd work and making fun of people and whatever.
He had jokes from the last special that fucking killed me, like the abortion thing. Not the talking about abortion, but he's just like, it feels like he taking a cake out of the oven or whatever. It's like, it wasn't a cake yet. It's like, well, it was fucking gonna be.
Right.
I don't know. That logic made me laugh. And then his WNBA bit made me laugh. But the written stuff.
But the WNBA like thing, you had already said on
this. He stole my take. Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? That's what it. When people are saying stuff that like any of us could have come up with at that
sure
time, then it's like not really.
Right.
You want someone to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like listening to your uncle.
James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store? What are they doing, Jesse? 50% off.
Oh, God.
Everything in the entire store. What are they doing?
I don't know.
What are they fucking doing over there?
I guess they just like don't want to make money themselves. They just
apparently
want
not.
You guys
they
to
want
to
give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Give it away now. That's not bad off the cuff like that. Just a little Red Hot Chili Peppers. No? Okay.
Yes, you're right. It's not bad.
For right off the cuff like that, come on, dude. And if you're at home making love to a Red Hot Chili Peppers album right now, hopefully it's Breaking the Girl. It's my favorite song. It is. That's my favorite Chili Pepper song of all time. Sorry. I'm not going to.
Literally nobody's asking you any of these
questions. What's yours? we go back and lay down and I'm like, hey, we need to make love to one song tonight from Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's Californication. Okay.
Or Under the Bridge.
Under the Bridge is great. Yeah, I'm with you. Look, kids, you decide your own fave. Just do it in a fucking ghost bed. 50% off the mattresses, adjustable bases, the pillows, the sheets, the RV mattresses, the weighted blankets. All of it is 50% off. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And the 50% off deal is applicable with that. Just pop in that promo code DRINKINBROS over there, and you can space it out over 3 years. So you might as well get as much shit as you possibly can out of this and then stretch it out over 3 years. Fuck them, dude. If they're going to do this, take advantage of it. That's what I say. It's not my company. I love them, and I got one in every goddamn room of my house. Same with the sheets and pretty much all their products, the pillows, everything. So take advantage of it, dude. They've never had a savings this high. Just do it and stretch it out over 3 years. Super cheap at that point. And you can have a brand new bedroom set for Christmas. Damn it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, James, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go. Let's fucking go, dude. We're live in Ohio right now. Columbus, Ohio. If you're in Ohio and Westerville, we're in Westerville too. Slowly moving out over there. Go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Find the store nearest you and get loose. We're in every single store pretty much on campus too at Ohio State. So if you're rolling down through there, make sure and hit 14-0 Liquors down there on High Street. We're right there. North Campus Market has it. So we're right next to the Sigma Chi House at that BP station up there on Summit. We're everywhere. Bravo! Let's go. If you're going to Forno, dude, best pizza in the biz down there. I love Forno. Urban Meyer's Pint House in the Short North route there. Short, we're at the Pint House down in Short North as well. We're everywhere, dude. We're doing it, Jabes. We're fucking doing it, all right? We're also inside the Amway Center down there with the Orlando Solar Bears, the Orlando Magic, all that other stuff. I heard they fucking sold out. Doug was there last night.
Really?
Yeah, he was at the Magic opener last night. He was like, bro, it's fucking gone. I was like, well, bunch of drunk hockey fans fucking sloshing it down.
For
of course.
Sure.
In Orlando? Of course. Of course they are. In Florida, we're in every single Total Wines down there as well. Georgia, Alabama, we're at that Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa. Go get you some and party. I know Auburn was raging, too. They fucking bought out. Some fraternity came in, bought out an entire store the other day, and they restocked all over Auburn University. So go get wet this weekend. Go to Georgia, everywhere in Atlanta. Even my buddy Thad Haynes hit me up. He goes, dude, you're at my local package store next to my house. There's like eight things here, and you guys are one of them. I was like, let's go.
Yeah. Crown. We were in Ohio, like everywhere we went, they were like, we're putting them in the front. We're doing
fucking
display.
Awesome, dude.
They're going crazy.
8%. Let's go, baby. North Carolina will be there November 16th for a live event at Brunches, having a huge opening down there in Wilmington, North Carolina. Join us for that one. That'll be up here in a couple weeks. Expansion is happening for Hard AF Seltzer, and yes, we still deliver right to your house if you're not in or near one of those states, but try the store locator on hardafseltzer.com first. I'd rather you get it for cheap. Shipping it through the mail is expensive. We still do it, obviously, for you guys, and we're super grateful, but it'd be nice if you just got it for cheap, just like everything else. So hit that store locator up again. Ohio, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, North Carolina. And Texas should be coming down the pipe pretty soon here. Looking forward to that in a couple weeks. And we will ship right to your state still. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us. Support the show.
That dinner.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I just think there's an age where you're out of it. Like, you check out of it, you know, where it's just and a certain level of wealth, too, where you're not forced to be internet every day because you don't have to. So
doesn't he have a podcast?
Yeah, but it's only once a week.
He should be, you know, more up to date.
I agree. But, you know, you could also just fucking get out of it if you want to. Just check out of life, you know?
Yeah.
Like your brother, he'll never hear this episode.
No.
You know?
No. My dad listened to a Crime Corner for the first time a couple weeks ago.
Okay. What did he think?
He's like, listen to Bendy Legs, you know, Crime Corner. Laughed my ass off. I'm like, thank you, Dad, for checking out my work that I've been doing
for 8 years.
At least supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rob's wife doesn't even listen to our show.
She doesn't. It's for the best.
It is.
Yeah, actually, and look, like, I don't, the best. Like, I don't want our moms to listen or anything like that, but.
Did your mom listen to, I mean, I'm sorry, your mom, your wife listen to podcasts?
Mine?
Yeah. Like in general?
Sometimes when she like takes the kids on walks and stuff like that.
She does. Yeah.
But not like, she's not like an avid podcast listener, I would say. She does.
She only listens to like 12 other podcasts.
Yeah.
Just won't even. And
just
pop
not yours.
In.
Why would she want to listen to me? She just listens to me all fucking day. That's I literally. That,
yeah.
When no, I, friends, I get it.
When
I
have friends that are like, oh, dude, so I don't really listen to your podcast. Like, sorry. I'm like, I don't want you to listen to it. It's not for you.
For sure,
it's for strangers.
I don't.
It's
yeah,
for
exactly.
fucking strangers.
Exactly.
I'm not like a like totally different person on the podcast or anything, but it's like, that's weird watching someone you know in something, listening to someone you know in something. It's not for you. It's for strangers.
Yes.
For strangers.
Yes,
for
yes,
strangers.
Yes. True, true, true.
I want to chat about the Beatles real quick here. They've got a final song that they're going to drop, and they said this is going to be the last one ever. Forgive me, but I thought when Lennon died, we were done with the Beatles.
And yeah, so who is putting the song out?
So the Beatles' final song is called Now and Then. It's going to be released thanks to AI technology. So software developed for the Peter Jackson documentary. Get Back, which you loved.
Get Back.
You loved it so much.
Get Back.
You loved
Get
watching
back.
Watching them record.
My God, I can
that
like
one
I just
song
heard
for
it
8 hours.
In my yeah.
Has been used to separate John Lennon's vocals from a demo tape he left to Paul McCartney.
There's no way that's going to be good anytime.
So, hang on. This is a statement from Paul McCartney. He said, and that was Joan's voice, crystal clear. Okay. He says, it's quite emotional, and we all play on it. It's a genuine Beatles recording. In 2023, to still be working on Beatles music and about to release a new song the public haven't heard, I think it's an exciting thing. Is it? I don't want to hear an AI voice. I don't want to do it. It's a fun novelty, but it's not. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I'll listen to Frank Sinatra sing Lil Wayne, but I don't want you to do it like
right
seriously.
Me neither. Like I want to hear a parody of something, but it's trick me into thinking this is some new banger that I'm gonna love that you've AI'd in a guy who's been
same
dead for 35 years.
I don't watch Westworld past season one.
Yeah. They were all robots.
No, it's just, you don't.
They're all robots.
Know.
They told the story. It's over.
It's over. Like, now they all know they're robot. Like, it. Then it's like, same thing. It's like AI. We know it's AI. They know it's AI. It's like, okay, well, then no.
Did they finish that story, by the way? Because they were bitching. I know the producers were bitching. They wanted one more season out of it, of Westworld.
I think they've been doing it. Haven't they?
No.
Yeah, like Aaron Paul and I can't
yeah. Yeah, they canceled.
I think there was four seasons.
Yeah.
There was four seasons. I tried to get into season three. I watched season one, loved it. Watched season two, was like, meh.
No.
And then season three, I quit. And I just eventually went on Wikipedia and read the plot synopsis for the last like season and a half and was just like, yeah, that's fine. I'm good. I mean, I'm glad I'm good with my decision.
I mean, I'm glad that I had season one. And it was fucking amazing. And that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You know what they should do, AI? What's the one song that John Lennon does?
Imagine.
Woman is.
Oh, boy. Jesse.
No Woman, No Cry. Yeah,
there
obviously.
You go.
Yeah.
You want to hear John Lennon do No Woman, No Cry?
No.
In AI?
Buffalo Soldier. Is that what it is?
Woman is an N-word.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember that one, that classic by John Lennon. Yeah.
It is.
No, it's not a classic song, but it's. He definitely
Woman
named
is
it.
The N-word of the world.
Correct.
Yep. Let's do that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that Kanye West is John Lennon if John Lennon didn't get shot?
Yeah. 100%.
He's got a new album he's shopping right now. With Ty Dolla $ign?
Nope.
Which is it's odd to me.
No, we're not.
But they're saying, I guess, with what's happening over in Israel, Palestine.
No. Yeah, did we ever get John Lennon's take on Israel?
Ooh, in Tarasan. I bet it was a good one.
I bet it was.
I was talking to Holloway about this last night while I was watching the Spurs-Mavs game, and I was like, it is a fucking miracle that Kyrie Irving hasn't said anything in the last
right?
100%.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely
they must have him
crazy.
Under lock and key.
Oof, boy. It's nuts. I mean, it's absolutely fucking nuts.
Cuban dude. Has for sure sat him down.
Had to have, right? Had to have sat him down and said,
as soon
bro.
As he came on the team, he's like, no, no more of this.
Listen, bro. We are.
Get paid.
Yeah. Just take the money and kind of want and get out of there with his fucking bullshit. Do we get a crime corner today, James?
We have both, but let's.
No start. Way. You got an agent hook too?
Yeah.
Shit, this is a real little Friday.
We have a lot. Let's just see what we get into.
Well, Delco's got to know for the intro here what we got. So,
do you have Crime Corner?
I got Crime Corner queued up.
All right, let's do it. Yeah. Crime Corner.
We do this every once in a while just to get your guys's, you know.
Wieners tickled.
Yeah, guys, I couldn't say it.
I couldn't even say anything
get like that.
Bricked up.
Anyways, just
you
get say
it
a
in
little
a dude's voice.
Just get your fantasies, you know, your little boy fantasies. Anyways, Missouri teacher Ricky Lynn Laughlin.
Oh.
By the way, hello.
Hello,
she's
Ricky
24.
Lynn.
She faces 20 years in prison for sending nudes to 16-year-old student and inviting him over for sex. While her husband was gone. I
mean, come
on.
Look at her in this fucking mugshot, dude. I mean, that's without makeup.
I know.
Wow.
The married mom of one.
Oh, now, she's married too?
Mm-hmm. She now faces 20 years in jail. What else you got, Bob, on this?
I don't know that she should be.
It's Missouri. So.
So, yeah, I'm trying to see what part of Missouri
is. Whoa, is that her fucking?
This is her.
And her husband?
And her cuck husband.
Yep.
Wow. Her cuck husband.
Oh, maybe he was fine with it. I don't.
Who knows? I mean, this is like, this is an incredibly attractive teacher to be doing this.
Wow.
That's what I mean. And like married with a kid.
Wow.
What are you doing? Is this really? I mean,
man.
Look, man. We talk about pedophiles, man. Like, you know, and that's their thing. They can't get away with it. No matter what.
Who fucking narked on her? If it's the kid, dude. That's,
no, it's like the, well, who knows, but like mom, it's usually the parents that find shit or they say one thing.
This is why it's sus to have like teachers this young in a high school.
Yeah.
Because she's 24, right? So she's talking like 16, 17, 18 year olds. They like all the same shit.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's pretty close.
They like the same shows. Yeah. They like the same music. And eventually, like, things start to blur. You start to become, not for everyone, but for some people, you become an idiot. Like a 20, because they're close to your peers and eventually will be roughly your peers. Like you guys are
100%.
You guys are probably what, 8, 7, 6 years older than me. Like it's.
But we're like still being like, oh, but you remember that from, oh yeah, Ross is younger than you.
Yes,
I'm 10 years older than you probably. But
no, Rob's
exactly right. And Rob's what?
Rob's very old.
Oh, yeah, right.
Delco keeps saying that. Finally, the other day, I had to ask him. I was like, how old are
he's
you?
He's not.
He's 37. Yeah, he's not.
But anyway, it's the same way where it's like if some, you know, dude basketball coach wants to, for some reason, do private coaching with your kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Why are you getting into high, right?
Right. And like the other thing, too, is like it's even more than that. She's going to relate to those kids more than she does with like the 50-year-old like
teachers that are in
teacher
the
that she
lounge.
Worked. Yeah, like,
and it probably makes her feel even younger.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm kind of like them, more like them.
That's too young to be teaching some kids that old.
I agree.
Yes. And she just had a kid, and instead of doing what I do, which is like go out and have a ciggy and a fucking drink to feel like I'm, you know, still got it, she has to like, she fucking lost her mind, dude. Or this is her thing, and she could not help herself, because it goes both ways, right? If there's dudes that can't fucking help themselves, there's got to be women, too.
Yeah.
And how great could this 16-year-old been
Bob, go back
to
up
really
the
just for her to risk it all,
had
right?
To toss this one in.
And she fucking loves Trump, dude. Yeah. I understand it. Yeah. You
know? Well, Jesse, it's because if, you know, one of her students hooks up with her, it's a nice.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's a nice.
Nice. Way to go. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. So she sent a video. First off, she had, like, they both have Snapchat. This happened over Snapchat.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
She sent a video of herself performing a sex act. So I was like masturbating or something.
Yeah.
They also kissed and said that things progressed fast after that. After she reached out to him on Snapchat. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Keep going, Bob.
Now, listen, age of consent in Missouri is 17. She couldn't fucking
chill. They
were chill.
Right there, dude.
Well, yeah. You still can't fuck your students, though.
You can't, but I don't know if it's 20
years,
right?
You can, but it's not 20 years, man. I, look.
She claimed she didn't know he was a minor. Like, I just thought he
worked
there.
What the fuck?
What?
At the school?
Yeah. I thought he was a janitor.
I thought he got held back 10 years and he was in my English class.
Man, that's weird. That's weird. Look at that. Oh, look at, show that photo right there. Yep, that one, that fun flirty one with her looking in the camera.
I mean.
Oh, boy.
She wears those, like, leather cuffs, probably lots of turquoise, it looks like.
It'd be hard.
Yes, turquoise
if my,
in the next
if my son came home and I found out about this, I'd be like, hey, dude.
Let me go talk to her. Don't worry, I'll go talk to her for you.
Let me have a word with her real quick here.
And this is kind of, I think, in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. St. James. Oh, yeah, it's by Rolla.
St. James. Let's go, dude.
It's by Rolla. About an hour outside of St. Louis. This is ain't a lot going on.
Look, I mean, I get it. Boy. She's getting older. She had a kid.
She's 24. She's not old. Jesus Christ, man.
She was probably mistaken for a student half the time she was walking around that high school.
She sure was. Yeah. They were like, hey, are you supposed to be here? You're supposed to be in homeroom. No, I'm the teacher. Oh, all right. Well, fuck. Damn it, man. I hate to see things like this.
All right. So there was a Reddit post talking about this. So a user on Reddit claimed they were a fellow classmate of the alleged victim. The Reddit post said, I go to St. James, and honestly, this shook me to my core. Knowing there was a teacher involving themselves with students I know scared me. What if this happened to me or my friends?
What?
Was that a guy?
What a fucking loser. What a narc loser.
I don't know, man.
Keep going. What does it say underneath that?
What really got me was how people reacted. When the student came back to school, everyone started congratulating him, praising him.
Yes!
And people on Snapchat are posting about how pretty she is and how lucky
Fuck
he was.
Yeah.
That is absolutely disgusting.
No, it's not. It's amazing.
Do they say anywhere how it was found out?
Let me try to find it. I mean,
that's
look, this
the
chick,
real...
this chick deserves to be in jail, but like, it 100%. Seems a little melodramatic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
do you guys really
dude.
Think that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I just,
dude.
But I still... I, that,
what do you think?
Seems,
you're twisting his arm at 16 mellow. To
no,
fuck his
but
hot
I think
teacher?
That seems melodramatic, though, because like, she wasn't going to fuck you, bro. So I don't know what... like.
Yeah, man.
Damn, that wasn't going to happen to you.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
I was,
right.
I'm so scared.
That's right. I was so scared. And look.
Scared.
These things in this direction, which I know you guys like to debate, of like, oh, well, it's rad if it's a girl and it's creepy if it's a dude, right?
No, I but look, like, you couldn't answer on the other side of this. A teacher hit on you, right, in high school?
No, I wasn't in high school.
Oh, you were out.
I was out and working in Vegas, and he was partying with his friends.
Gotcha.
And I had a crush on him. So you know what I mean? So it was like, it wasn't the same.
So the kid was uncomfortable with it, and eventually it somehow got out at the school, because I assume he was like, dude, Miss Laughlin is sending me fucked up shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's because it's one thing when you're a 16-year-old and you're just going through Pornhub.
Sure.
And it's another thing when it's a real human being you've spoken to face to face is blasting you with wild videos. It's
wild videos sure that wild. Like you, I mean.
No.
You're not even really, you don't know what to do.
That's
now you got to what?
Check.
Now you got to.
Because that's a real person. The
now
people
she's
on
inviting
are,
you over. Yeah. Now you're like, I've never even fucking had sex before. Yeah. Now I have to like.
What the fuck?
And she's wild in these videos. What the fuck am I going to do? What if I don't go over? Am I going to get, you know what I mean? Is she going to,
yeah.
I so don't she, know, get me in trouble or some kind of weird
like,
shit?
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, so she eventually, so it, word got out at school, and then she realized word got out at school.
Okay.
I assume fucking just spent an hour having the worst panic attack anyone's ever had on Earth, and told him to delete all the stuff, but it was too late. People found out, detectives came over, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, boo.
And she said, though, I was not aware he was a minor until yesterday, which is, can't imagine you have a great lawyer, lady.
But listen, like, in her mind, because in Missouri, right, minor.
17.
Yeah.
So she's saying, I didn't realize he was under.
16? Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But also, doesn't matter, right?
Because it's still.
Even if he's 17.
It's still illegal to. Do that with a student where you teach. Like, that is a whole separate situation, I think. Either way, man.
Boy, this is...
It's just the age... It's like, we like to do these stories because it's the age-old debate of just like, hell yeah, rad! And then if this was like your daughter and a fucking teacher, you'd be like, I'll fucking kill him.
Daughter's a different story.
Oh, okay. Daughter's a different story.
Daughter's
do you know what I'm saying? So like, it's just the classic debate that never goes anywhere. And there's no real answer, but you guys love to have it.
All I can say is this. I say the same thing every time. This happened to my fucking best friend.
Yeah, and sometimes it's okay.
It was the greatest thing of his entire life.
And sometimes it's okay.
I think,
and sometimes you're Mary Kay Letourneau.
Right. I think, you know, there's probably some context between the different sexes and each thing like that. But I'm still fine with drawing an arbitrary line and being like, nobody's crossing this. I don't care who the fuck you are.
If you're out in the real world... And you are, you know, you hit on somebody at a bar, whatever, and you happen to be. But if you are in a school setting and you are in a position of power like that, no. College, different story.
Well, right. They're all fucking.
Turn it
Thank
up.
You. So it's like, I when you're old enough to be able to be like, you know, not being groomed. I don't know.
It was the great look. This was the greatest time of my friend's life, and we were all so fucking jealous. I never would
and
have
sometimes
snitched like this.
It goes that way.
I never said shit to his parents. I never fucking, oh man, can't believe what's happening. No, dude, we were all jealous, and I was like, God damn, is it cool if we all go to her house too? Or, I mean, fuck.
Fair. It's a fair debate. There's just no right answer.
I mean, I can
no
tell
right
you my answer at that time, and like
I just said,
I
no right answer.
But like,
we
dude,
know you have your.
None
answers.
Of us snitched. We all there was four of us who knew. None of us snitched because we realized how fucking awesome it was, and it was just, oh my god.
What's that friend doing now? I forgot.
Well, here's the thing. He grew up ugly. And so that
yeah,
was the
saying,
greatest, like
his...
he peaked.
Okay, so what is his life now?
He's a fucking podiatrist. I mean, he's got the most boring job on the planet.
Is he married?
He's a foot doctor.
With kids?
He is, and he's just miserable. He's just fucking miserable. Mm. I ran into him and I asked him about it. I told you this. I think I've told this on the show. I ran into him and I asked him about it, and I was like, hey man, remember? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, greatest time of my life. He goes, fucking peaked. And I mean, it was just dark. Like you could see it behind the eyes. Which is such depression.
That's how Michael Jackson's victims felt too, because they were just like, I was so, do you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I
you
was
were so, you were that
so
famous?
So loved and like, right. It felt so good. And then they just threw
I don't know
him,
that I would, I
they
would
just
say
threw
felt
him
so
away.
Good.
Oh, you wouldn't? Oh, okay.
Felt so good.
They did say that, like, they felt like
sexually?
Someone was like,
no, I know, to be around
into
a famous
them,
person.
They were able to go to all the things. He was calling them all the time. They were, you know, his number one. And then all of a sudden, they just get cut off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some say peaked. Some say groomed and traumatized. You know, there's different things. But, like,
he's never said that at all. He was like, it was the greatest time of my life.
I will say, too, for everyone you hear about, there's probably, like, four or five of you that never come. Yeah. I know one. I know
oh,
a
you
person.
Know? You got one, too?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell it on air.
Okay.
No. But it was a good... Was it a good outcome or bad?
Yeah.
Overall bad.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh. See?
But wait. It never got reported, and no one thought anything of it at the time. Both sides were like, this is fine at the time. And now looking back, that person is like, what the fuck?
Oh, she said that to you?
I can't. I don't want to divulge any more information than that.
That's fine.
So let's talk about our nature nook. Because again, this goes around in circles.
I love it. I could talk about it all for hours.
Of course you can.
Delco immediately cranks up the nature nook. I forgot to tell you this when I got home the other day. We had like the grandfather of outdoor big game hunting on the show, Jim Shockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him about this. I go, hey, dude, if you have to die out there with one of these animals, you know, we do this segment called Nature Nook. And we played him a quick thing of this. He's like 72. And he just did not understand. I was like, what animal would you want to die by? And he's like, what? And I go, yeah, because, it's happened, obviously.
Be attacked by?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And be attacked by and die. You know, like this. And he goes... What do you mean? And I go, do you remember that grizzly man guy? And he goes, oh yeah. And he goes, he shouldn't have been out there. He goes, he got himself and her killed. And he goes, it was irresponsible. And I go, no, and I understand
no, and that's
all
nature,
that.
But
yeah. And he would not entertain the notion of what animal you would want to get ripped apart by. But it made me laugh for 1,000 years. If you go back and listen to that episode, I would not let go of it.
Yeah, with that guy, I don't know if you should have been the one interviewing him, to be honest.
I definitely should have.
From question one, it was like, oh, okay. So, this one I liked, and you found other videos of this, too?
So, actually, I was going to say, I don't have other videos of this one yet, okay. So I don't know if you want to do the quickie instead.
The quickie one
how
first?
How many of you guys have
before
today?
The bird?
I love it. I don't.
We can do both, but we'll start with the bird.
Let's just start with the bird, then we'll do the other one.
Okay.
Okay, so I just think this is funny. Man claims he's targeted by the same bird
every day
after multiple attacks on his way home from work, he claims.
Now, Ross, do you know what a magpie is?
Yes.
The bird in Australia, and when they're laying eggs or whatever, they will fucking attack you if you get too close to their nest. Even if they're up in a tree, and you as a stupid, dumb
and
monkey
they can, like,
that can't
barely
climb trees.
You. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't even know it's there. You're not looking for it.
They'll attack
they
you
for
being...
They will dive bomb you and be like, get the fuck away from my tree.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable. Play the clip. What do we got here?
This guy riding his bike, by the way. This thing can fuck you up, knock you off the bike, get run over by a bus,
yeah.
killed by a magpie.
Yeah.
Ay, we puta.
So this is every day, he says, or multiple times.
Every single day. Just comes and pecks the shit out of it.
So is it real? We don't know.
Is
that bird real?
I think this is real.
You think that bird's real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Well, well, you do have to question everything now, whether it's AI or not.
Nah.
I watched a deep fake AI video, and it got me for like maybe the first 40 seconds, and I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah. I like it. Why does the guy go that route, though, I guess? Just go another way.
Unless he loves it. You wouldn't think really every day.
Every day.
At some point, is this bird going to...
This motherfucker. I think magpies are related to crows and stuff like that. And the crows remember.
And you never did find a video of a magpie just like dive bombing someone?
I didn't have time to research it yet.
Okay.
Because I didn't know which one we were going with today. That's my fault.
Sorry. Like I said, Bob, 24/7, working, looking for stories.
Nose on the grindstone.
I'm the one that, like, last minute is like, what are we doing, right? So let's do this, the last one you sent then.
Yeah, just a fun little...
Just a fun.
Everybody likes...
Is it a bison?
It's a bison. Everybody likes to go to bison. Everybody likes to go to national parks.
Sure
yes,
do.
And everyone knows that they're just chill,
big teddy
slow
bear.
Moving, super friendly. Sweetie pies.
Yeah, yep. Always are.
Now, my favorite part of this video is actually the end, but the whole thing's pretty good.
It always is.
Yeah. So the end of audio, I should say. Here you go. Just a kid hanging out the window. To
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to close the windows. I don't like this guy.
Holy fucking shit.
Kids hanging out. Hey, bison. Hey,
oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm
going to
close the windows. I don't like this guy.
The laugh from the other car. Whoopsie daisy.
Looks like it's a bad idea to keep the windows open as this 5,000-pound animal walks by.
What happened to the kid?
Oh, my God, dude. That fucking
kid's
kid.
Okay, huh?
No,
yeah.
He got ripped apart.
No, was, he just got
he
a...
He saw the blood.
He got banged.
He was holding something red.
He was holding a Kool-Aid.
Up.
Yeah, he was holding Kool-Aid.
He was holding a red slushy.
Uh-huh. No, I'm sorry. There's red in the front.
Shit.
Front window. He did get his face rocked, but...
He got knocked out for sure.
The horn ripped him in half. Nope. A child in half.
Ross, for audio listeners, that did not happen.
That did happen.
No. Boom.
Look at that. And the girl says, I'm going to call an ambulance.
Yeah, a child's head's clean off.
Delco, stop.
This is... Yes, that kid is dead.
No, it's not.
Look this up, dude. That kid's fucking dead.
Bob.
So
the kid's dead.
What, Holloway?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Subscribe to Patreon.
I know, but I need to know.
Drinker Bros Podcast on Patreon. We got all the shows on here to watch.
Sure, but
watch
I need
this
to
with
know.
Us. I've got to. Now we got to find out. I think
I
this
will
kid's dead.
Try to find out.
It's not the first time Bob's done this to me, by the way.
This kid is.
Oh, then the kid.
Damn it, dude. Stop showing it. It ripped his fucking whole body out, dude.
I think it cleaned his clock a little.
No.
It cleaned his clock.
He's knocked out.
It gored him from the inside and the horn ripped
You'd
up through his body.
You'd be surprised how resilient and kind of pliable kids are.
Oh, that kid is dead. Fuck,
no,
dude.
He just got knocked out.
We had a fun story where the kid was fucking his hot teacher.
Bob's gonna
now
find
we just
it.
Watched
He's
a
fine.
Child ripped open by a bison.
He's not ripped open.
God damn it! Stop showing that clip.
He's not ripped open.
His head is just clean off.
Delco, damn it!
I mean, he just spilled out over like we just. It's an instant death. He's dead, right?
No. Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Can confirm he's dead.
The children in the video were not injured.
That is bullshit. You.
He's just
you
reading.
Just made that up.
He just, no, made, no, it just up. Made it up.
I found a story. About, I
Let's
found a
put
story.
Put it on screen. It. Let me see the story.
Hold on.
Yeah.
No, I really
we've got to show the audience that the kid's alive or dead now at this point.
I really, he is.
Oh, it says no other children.
Other children.
Yeah, because he's dead, and it didn't go through the fucking, it didn't get the other ones.
It just, like, it's like Jesse said, just cleaned his clock.
Yeah.
This is from the video, so,
it
yeah.
just fucking right, knocked him out.
Read it, read the dialogue.
This is in New York, actually, located mm-hmm. in Chetanago, New York. The Wild Animal Park offers drive-through safari where folks can experience wonders of nature, blah, blah, blah. According to the Toronto Sun, the video was captured there when a bison approaches the car in front of our videographer. Two young kids are hanging out of the window. The bison comes closer, takes a sniff. We saw what happened. The park commented on the matter, saying the visitors are expressly told to stay in their vehicles at all times. That includes hanging out of windows. They also added that the children in the video were not injured.
Thank you.
Thank God, dude.
I know what you were trying to do, but we can't do that.
By the way, so this was a
kid. I'm not trying to do anything. It looked like his whole fucking body got ripped open by that horn.
This was a
subscribe to Patreon. You tell me. We showed it 65 times.
What, Bob?
Damn it, man. Drinker Bros Podcast on Patreon.
Yeah, I'm just still looking through this story to see if I find anything else. Yeah, no, it just says kid wasn't injured. I mean, I'm sure the
Thank
kid.
Thank God. We're fine.
Again.
As long as he's fine, I'm okay with it. Holy shit, dude.
He got knocked around for sure.
It looked like that horn went directly into his chest and then ripped upward through his face.
No, you kept looking away right at that moment because you were
traumatized.
We're going to play it one more time.
Play it for the people.
No,
here.
You need to have, because you keep looking away.
Couple more loops
you
here.
You keep looking away. You need to watch.
I'm watching it.
Should we end the show like this?
What's that?
I think we should just end the show just with this on loop.
On repeat? We can. Oh,
see?
Fuck, dude.
Head still there.
You guys decide for yourself. This is.
I'm okay with this. We just, the rest of the show.
Look, he's
this.
Alive, so I'm okay with it. But I thought for the last 5 minutes, this kid was dead.
Well, that's what they want you to think.
Bob was. He was a
shit,
little bit
dude.
Nervous.
Yeah, but you both of you guys.
Because
both
how
you guys
much
were
shit? No, because of how much shit you guys gave me. Remember when that one guy died?
The
guy that was on fire.
Yeah.
This apparently the safari is operating without a permit right now. So
yeah,
perfect. All of them are. Let's face it, all of them are.
It's so true. It's all Tiger King out there.
It really is. We've got one in Wilmington.
Yeah,
it's that goddamn place with the monkeys.
Yeah, there's always something illegal going on.
You pay $15 and then they hand you a bag of peanuts and you get to throw them at the goddamn monkeys. I was like, what do you mean throw them? And they were like, throw them. You can let the kids throw them at the monkeys. And it was just like, they come in and start pelting the monkeys, and then they freak out. Holy shit. Yeah, all these places are fucked up.
Yeah.
So, shit. I'll end with this fun story. Speaking of that, you know what we got a call about? Let's get a group think here. Holloway just walked in. We're going to do fake news here over on YouTube in about 15 minutes. SeaWorld called about Hard AF Seltzer. One, I was pretty shocked that SeaWorld was still around.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I thought that documentary, so I was talking to our sports agent for Hard AF Seltzer, and I said, I thought the documentary shut it all down, Blackfish.
Yeah, R.I.P. Tillicum.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's, just like with anything, there's some people that really care, and there's some people that don't.
That's what he said.
So it's not like thriving, I don't think.
Hang on. So that was the next question. I go,
Really?
Well, so I go, it's down in Orlando. And I go, hey, what are the numbers like? Like, what does it look like?
Yeah, yeah.
Because fuck it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to be there, you might as well be wasted to
see
and do all the things, especially if one of those orcas is going to get loose and chew off a child's hand or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And they said the fucking turnstiles, they go, they've never been higher. Like, the numbers have never been higher. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he goes, look, dude. And he goes, I hate to say this. He goes, I think it's fucked up too. But he goes, look, people love dolphins. And he goes, that love of dolphins and whales will never die. And they want to do it and see it no matter what they've heard or seen in the past on a documentary.
Well, I say no.
I'm all in.
What do you say?
Holloway. SeaWorld, Hard AF Seltzer, 8%,
no.
Watching dolphins. He's saying
you guys like to take stances on all kinds of things. Set up a call. I want to tell them no. Yeah.
And why? Because of the entrapment of the dolphins?
All kinds of things. All kinds of things. We could go down a list. But look.
I say no.
And you don't need to, and no.
Here's where I live, and I'll tell you why. We did a field trip as a kid to SeaWorld. I think it was maybe sixth or seventh grade. It was one of the greatest times I've ever had in my life. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I got splashed. We were in the splash zone. So the whale would jump up, and then this huge tidal wave would come out of the tank, and we were all soaked, the whole class, the sixth grade or seventh grade class. It was awesome, man. And I just had a blast there. I really did, you know?
Yeah, the problem is just everyone there is not having as good a time as you are.
I beg to differ. I'm looking at the attendance numbers. I beg to differ.
That's
what I'm going to say. Okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
You're having a good time, and the fairly intelligent orca is really, really not.
We don't know that. I can't get inside his head.
Yeah, but you don't know shit. So you could use that excuse for every. I don't know anything about that. No, it's I say no. Great, I like that.
It was
calling
the best field trip of my entire childhood. Was the SeaWorld? It really was. Seventh grade, man, I enjoyed it. I was soaked. I was, man. You really stink. That water stinks. By the way, afterwards.
It's because it's their toilet.
I know.
They eat dead fish in it, and then shit and piss,
and are forced to then live.
Oh God, we smelled like shit the rest of the day, dude. But it was so fun. Gosh. What a blast. Anywho's, this was real fucked up today. It was fun. Subscribe to Patreon if you want to see that bison video. Make your own judgment there. At least we got proof that the kid's alive. For Christ's sakes. Yeah, Delco, I'm with you.
If you believe Rob.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, like exactly. Everyone sees what they want from that video. And
I saw a kid die. It is what it is.
Right.
We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes. Rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. I'm not.